Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hi, I just talked to you. This is Saida.
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi, how you doing? I have a question.
Okay.
The caregiver just called me and said that y'all only paying her $13 an hour and no overtime pay?
No, there is overtime pay.
So she told up. Go ahead.
Yeah. So if you average it out, then I can do the math if you give me a minute, but it's definitely over 13 because most of the hours will be overtime. I believe the breakdown was sent to you sent to the caregiver in a text message, so she can look over exactly how much it averages out per hour, but it's definitely over 13.
So she said that you said that she only making $13 an hour. I'm trying to figure out before we proceed with the thing because I don't want her to get underpaid and it's saying like she's saying she getting underpaid from the agency
so
that she was with.
Let me explain to you the breakdown, okay? For the first 40 hours, she gets 13 an hour, okay? Then it's 84 hours, right? So for the remaining 44 hours, she gets paid time and a half. So when you average them all out together, she'll be getting $16.40 an hour. Okay?
Okay, but she's saying that her originally paid hour is only $13 an hour, which that's what she just said. She's going to be getting $13 an hour, and then she's going to be getting, what, $16.75, you said, for all the overtime?
No, the overtime is, hold on, let me check. The overtime is $19.50 an hour. So when you average out, the 40 hours are 13, 44 hours are 19.50. So altogether, it rounds out to 16.40 an hour.
Okay, let me talk to her and see because it's her decision and she wants to work. I mean, she's doing the work, and I don't want her to get so like she's getting underpaid than what she was doing.
She'll be getting an average of $16.40 an hour. If you average in the regular time and the overtime.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let me talk
to her.
Let her
know.
And...
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Bye. All right.